We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number four, which is brought to you this summer by Labatt Blue Citra. Labatt Blue Citra is a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. If you want a good summer beer, try Labatt Blue Citra, please. That's my recommendation. Don't forget, you can get all our content on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're going to do our 2019 season preview. We're going to talk about Penn State's defense, potential. Don't forget, we're going to give you our season predictions. Also in this quarter, we're going to throw out some records, and we're going to give you our bold predictions for the defense. Let's start. I'm going to start. The defense is getting a lot of attention, as it should. We still want to see him better in the run game. We're probably going to talk about that. But the returning starters, as I have listed, I have seven, so correct me if I'm wrong, because I was short one on the offense. It was close, but I think I was short one. I have Etor Gross-Matos, Robert Windsor, Cam Brown. I'm putting Micah Parsons as a starter. Jan Johnson, John Reed, and Garrett Taylor.
Yeah. Micah started one game, but he was in a timeshare with Cam. He played more snaps. He led the team in tackles. Got it.
Is it okay to include Micah? Is it okay. Six or seven?
I'm just explaining why you did it.
By the way, I saw somebody posted on Twitter, I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. At Bobby Flow 7.
At AP Shea.
And the channel is, the Keystone Sports Network is at KSN Sportsnet.
Yep.
Boom.
It is.
Everybody should be following us on Twitter if you're not already. I saw something on a highlight video of Micah on Twitter. It's uncanny how much he looks like LeVar.
It really is.
Now, I will say this. LeVar pretty much just played special teams as a true freshman. And as a sophomore, I think he might have been first-team All-American. I think he might have been Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year.
Because he came out early. So, 98 and 99 were his last 2 years. So, 98, he was a handful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's going to be very interesting to see. If you watch Micah's tape, he looks like a LeVar because he's number 11 and he's big and he's fast. Does he take the next step in his keying and diagnosing?
Right.
And does he make more impact plays, like in the backfield, tackles for losses, sacks, pressures, those type of things? Because, you know, all the tackles he made for 6 yard gains or 5 yard, that's great, but they really need more than that from him. In terms of Andy, an overview, I feel pretty awesome about the defensive ends. I feel really, really good about the linebackers. I feel pretty darn good about the corners, I would say. I think the biggest question marks for this defense are defensive tackle and safety, probably in that order, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think safety depth isn't a big concern, but you just wonder about, but what is the upside of the safety group? In other words, it's great to be able to play four players, but how much of an impact will they make?
Right. So when I'm looking at the positions, let's talk about where we think the question marks are, but in a minute. But I wanted to ask you, Bob, about the corners.
Yeah.
Because I could list, you know, a pretty deep on most positions just off the top of my head. But I put John Reed and Tariq Castro Fields as the corners. After that, I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking you to...
Yeah, I think Donovan Johnson is a guy that he was a little beaten up, I think, during the second half. He's a guy that they like, and John Reed can handle the slot.
Right.
But I think the reason they really like the corner group is Keaton Ellis.
You think Keaton Ellis is a factor in the two, I think they have their
fourth corner. I think it's him. And even if it isn't him, I think it eventually will be him this year. He's a very, very talented player. And at corner, they've always played them early when they like them. The fact that they liked him right out of the chute, I think, just bodes very well.
Did you say three or four?
What's that?
For Keaton Ellis, third corner or fourth corner?
Fourth.
After Donovan Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing is, and you're talking about corners when, you know, the PFF guys do the analysis on it, that they had Tariq as a cover corner ranked as one of the...
I think you better enjoy Tariq this year. I don't know that you're going to see him next year. Let's just say that.
So that's why I started with the corners, because I could go really deep. Like you could list four safeties and say, okay, which four of these? I wasn't sure on the corners. off the top of my head, that's why I thought it'd be good to talk about. And you don't think corner is a position not to work?
And I might, there might even be a couple other young corners that they like as well. There were some interesting numbers they had out there. They didn't. They were kind of resting Tariq when we watched them last. There were a couple other guys I think that they really like, but they're going to play four. And I believe them when they said they're going to play four safeties this year, which is something that it was a struggle for them to play more than two the last couple of years. They
Correct.
Rotate a third guy, but I do believe them when they say that Brisker looks like he hit the ground running, which that doesn't always happen with junior college players. But James made sure that we knew that right away. I just have never heard James Franklin gush about a defense in his 6 years like I've heard him gush about this one. And that just tells me they're sitting on a very big year. I think it's going to be deserved at some point this year.
Let me ask you, Russ, how do you see this defense struggling with the talent that it has? If they're struggling, what is the struggle that they are fighting through?
Yeah, well, I said it, and it's the D tackles, and it's probably run defense. They only have one known commodity there in my mind. It's Robert Windsor. The rest of these guys, Antonio Shelton, Mustafa, we're hearing good things. We need to see it. I believe it's the most important position on defense in college football and probably the NFL too. And I think, man, it's almost more important than quarterback. I mean, it's crazy in college because a bunch of teams have won national championships without having great quarterbacks, but it seems like they always have great D-lines. Look at Clemson last year, and obviously they had a good quarterback.
They had a good quarterback. They had both.
That is by far the biggest concern for Penn State. I feel like they don't get great recruits at D-tackle. I feel like we're often talking about whether or not they'll be good enough at D-tackle. And so that's the main thing. I mean, at the end, they appear to have ridiculous depth with, you know, Awe and Shaka Toney and Etor Gross-Matos, and we'll see what Shane Simmons can do.
Right.
But they're in a good spot there. They're too deep at linebacker. Is beautiful. Even their corners are fine. It's really, I also think safety, I don't know that Garrett Taylor is a great player. I think he's a fine player. And, you know, whether it's Brisker or Sutherland or Wade, that position next to him is a question mark. But I'd also say I don't feel like safety is as important as defensive tackle.
Bob, is this the year we see Penn State corners walking up and locking down guys close to the line of scrimmage? I'm just asking. It seems like
I think in the right situation, but I don't know that they're going to play corner like Ohio State does.
Right.
No one really can do that.
That's predator stuff.
One thing to note about the safeties is it sounds to me that Tim Banks is prepared to flip-flop them a lot to make sure that they have they have the right guy in center field. I think that they're
situational center field players.
Depending on which two they're playing, I think it's important. I don't know that Lamont Wade is a center field. So I think he's a guy that you want maybe a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, or if he's going to – he's a guy that you can throw over is what I'm saying. I think they like Jonathan Sutherland, but he's got some size, and so does Brisker.
Brisker's a center fielder.
Also very thick too.
Yeah, Brisker's a center field guy.
So I think he feels like they're more interchangeable this year, and I think that's a good sign.
If Penn State's defense is one of the top 10 in the country or one of the best defenses we've seen in a long, long, long time – what is the biggest reason for that, in your guys' opinion? What is Penn State? Why is Penn State's defense so good if it's dominating?
They don't wilt in the fourth quarter.
That's it. That's right. I forgot about the fourth quarters. Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of things to say.
Okay.
Number one, I would say it's because they have three dominant NFL-type players that make big plays in Etor Gross-Matos, Micah Parsons, and Tariq Castro-Fields. That those guys step up.
Best players.
Castro-Field is making picks. Parsons is stripping balls. Gross-Matos is dominant. I think if they're a top 10 defense, it's usually because you have guys that just take their game to even another level. I'll say this, though, with what you guys were saying earlier. I think since this is my last time before the season starts, I'm not on next week. You wanted me to do like a prediction?
We are going to do season predictions.
Okay,
I
don't understand. Like, doesn't Michigan State have like everybody back? And doesn't Michigan State beat Penn State like every year?
They do.
And isn't the game at Michigan State?
It is.
And they have their quarterback back that for some reason only plays good against Penn State.
Doesn't Penn State always wilt in the fourth quarter against Michigan State? That's what I'm saying. This is the, yeah. They're always in position to win and they can't close the deal but against
so
Michigan
my,
State.
My point is just like, why, other than recruiting rankings, why would Penn State be ranked ahead of Michigan State?
I think they're just a more physically talented team.
And that, right, and that's what I mean by recruiting rankings. I mean, you know, that they're doing it based on the talent of the guys. But guess what? Penn State had more talent the last 2 years.
We need to get to the predictions there, big guy.
I am going to say that Penn State finishes 8-4 this year. I think that they lose to Ohio State. I think they lose at Michigan State. I think that they lose at Iowa. And I think that they probably lose at Michigan State. Now, even at Minnesota is not a cake game.
Yeah, you said you mean Michigan because you said Michigan State twice.
Oh, okay. I mean at home against Michigan. Okay. You know what? I changed my mind. 9-3. No, 9-3. They're gonna win one of those four games. They're gonna be 9-3 out of Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. I think Penn State goes 1-3 in those four games. They win either one of the ones on the road, or they beat Michigan at home. They finish the year 9-3. They don't have any slip ups against Minnesota or Pitt or Purdue, which although those are possible.
Bob?
Shaka Toney leads the team in sacks this year is my bold prediction. They go 9-3. They beat Michigan. They win at Michigan State. This is the year everyone realizes that the Big Ten West is almost caught the Big Ten East. Penn State loses to Ohio State, Iowa, and they lose at Minnesota. 9-3. It's a very good year. This is a very demanding schedule.
I had the 9-3 as well, and I will give you my bold prediction in a minute. But I also had them losing at Minnesota. I have them losing to Ohio State, and I have them losing at Iowa. Those are the three losses for my 9-3.
So they beat both Michigan and Michigan State?
They beat both Michigans, yep.
Wow.
I think they beat both Michigans this year.
What's your bold prediction? Any people live for that? I live for this. What is it?
Penn State will be either number one or number two in the Big Ten in takeaways.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Is that bold?
Do I need a defensive bold prediction?
You do.
You want to.
You do need a defensive
bold prediction.
Maybe
about Jan Johnson.
Good one, Bob.
How about this? How about this? A year from now, Jan Johnson will be getting paid to play professional football.
Okay.
Whether it's on a practice squad or an active roster. I had a scout tell me that his Michigan tape was really, really good. I think he makes it somehow, some way next year.
All right, that'll do it for our show. Thank you, gentlemen. For everyone at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.